Case number 11,235, Lullaby House Incorporated, north of Savannah Road, north of North Village Main Boulevard, within Villages of Five Points. Tax map is District 335, Map 12, Parcel 1.13, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joseph A. Gepia Jr., 9083 Shore Drive, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Sherry Gepia on 9083 Shore Drive, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I am Sherry Gepia, and this is my husband, Joseph Gepia, and we are the owners of Lullaby Learning Center in Lewis. We are located in the Villages of Five Points currently. We have a daycare and preschool there for infants ages birth to 5 years old when they start kindergarten. We have a long waiting list and a lot of parents and children needing exceptional preschool and daycare. And we would like to expand in our current area, which is the Villages of Five Points. We have found a empty two units that would give us an additional 3,000 square feet so that we could accommodate 60 preschool children ages 3 to 5 years old. So we're asking for a special use exception for Villages of Five Points to operate the daycare preschool.
Okay. Go ahead.
What is the total square footage you're looking for?
It's 3,000.
3,000 square,
3,000 square feet.
We have 4,500 square feet now. We're looking for an additional 3,000 square
Okay.
feet.
Okay. Oh, that's what I...
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I heard that 45. Okay, thank you.
Wonderful thinking, I think.
And again, your hours are what now?
We are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday through Friday,
not weekends. And we're also closed on the major holidays.
Okay. And they're going to be from birth to five years old?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are some of your applicants here?
They are.
Okay. And staff.
So you're moving from one place to another place?
We're expanding.
Oh, okay.
We're going to keep our existing 4,500 square feet for the birth to 3 years old. The new space will be from 3 to 5.
To 5 until they start kindergarten.
And then when they go to school.
We have...
Are you close to each other? I mean...
Yes. They're directly across from the parking lot.
They're in the same parking lot.
Same parking lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the parking is no trouble at all then?
No.
There's over 100 spots behind us.
In the brochure, there is a picture of the actual parking lot where parents would be parking for the new facility. In the back lot, and you can see at the top of the... One that says the back parking lot, the top of that picture is actually the other unit where the red Jeep is parked, is our other unit, our other space.
Okay. What units do you currently occupy? What are the unit numbers?
11, 13, and 15.
And that's the one you're currently in. Which one are you going to go to with your expansion?
It is.
Is it on here? Sorry. Oh. Help me, Bob.
Units.
35 and 37.
Yes.
Which are right next door to the Touch of Italy.
Is that where the old Galluccio's was?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. So there's no expansion to
the current
adjacent to the one next to it. It's the units within the same kind of
complex. Exactly.
Correct. We're just renovating within the existing walls.
Okay. You're doing all your modeling in the new building. You're remodeling everything into it?
Yes.
For different rooms and everything?
Yes.
There is a print of diagram of the new facility on the second page.
What the new floor plan
would look
like for the preschool classrooms.
Okay. Have you got your approvals from state yet? Just curiosity.
This is our first step, but yes, we have been to all the state meetings, and we've already started the application process.
This is
but
one
they
of
like
the,
your approval first.
Your approval first before they can...
All right.
Have you been in the preschool business?
25 years.
25?
Yes.
Mr. Mills, do you have any?
Yes. Are you aware of any substantial effects adversely to the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties?
No, sir. No, we've received many reviews from the tenants.
We've had lots of letters of support, lots of parents in the community of the Villages of Five Points that use our services currently, and we have many on our waiting list that would like to bring their children to the preschool, but we're full.
Thank you. No other questions.
I admire you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had four children, and you're looking for 60.
No questions.
Okay.
I've got one.
Okay, Mr.
Are you looking at any exterior expansions for that unit?
No.
There is an existing fenced-in area, which would be, we would occupy that existing fenced-in area.
It'd be like a playground area?
Yeah.
No, just a picnic tables.
Just a picnic area.
I think Lucio's had picnic tables out there, and we would do the same thing. It's for the older children, so they wouldn't have a playground space. They would have just a place to go outside.
And are you doing anything for, are there any residential areas nearby there?
Yes, there's residential over top, but it's currently empty. The one over our current building is occupied.
Do you do anything for sound purposes with that?
We have 12-foot ceilings. They're concrete ceilings. Then we drop the ceiling down with a sound barrier at 10-foot ceilings. So we haven't had any complaints. In fact, our neighbors upstairs have come down and said they don't hear the children.
Well, is that one of the requirements the state looks for?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Okay, enough of them. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Wow. Please keep them up.
Just note the whole right side.
Whole right side plus two up front. Another one, 22.
And the best of you.
I got 22, the best I could get. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have six letters in
six
favor
letters in favor
well.
Also. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested and stated that the use has not, nor do they anticipate it, having a substantially adverse effect on the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. We didn't hear testimony that to the contrary, so I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,235.
And Mr. Chairman, before we get to vote, I just wanted to double check. Looking at the application, it's for the daycare and units 35 and 37, and then it's also for additional children on the existing units.
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
And there's
11,
no time 13 frame.
And 15?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no time limit?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,235. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,235 is approved.
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Case number...